Hey everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie, I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live, it is the 25th of February at about 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I also want to welcome you to the show. I want to let you know that we're over in the chat room, and you can find that by heading over to 12radio.com. That's number 12radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. It is a private group, so if you've not joined before, you'll need to, but you'll see others chatting there and my banner at the top of the page, where I am actively adding a bunch of photos. If you want to watch this as a live stream rather than listen, you can do that by heading over to YouTube or Facebook. Look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic, and you'll find that there. So lots of ways to connect, lots of ways to listen. And if you're in either live stream, I do have, my tech gives me eyes on all of those comment threads. So if you have a question or a comment or something that you want to add, do that there. So I have my eyes on all three chats at the same time. I'm a multitasker. So easy enough to do. Oh gosh, how is everybody? I'm slowly but surely feeling better. This has been the longest freaking road, and I still have some days where I'm too tired to function, but I'm getting there. So I hope that you guys are all well and that life is flowing along for you. I actually have some show and tell today. So at Christmas, the one thing I asked for was a pretty decent setup to do polymer clay. And the reason why is because I was seeing all of these reels and TikToks and stuff of people making the coolest stuff out of polymer clay, you know, and I'm doing a little bit with pottery and ceramics, and I, of course, do all my glass stuff, and I do some copper stuff, but I just was mesmerized by the alchemy of combining the clay with maybe some foil, some alcohol ink, or some mica powder, or even some paint. As well as so many different kinds of cutters or texture rollers or other techniques to get what you want. And I just thought this would be something I would love to play with. So, as it turns out, it is. So, but I've been kind of holding on to the stuff I was making to, I don't know what. Mostly I have lots of things made that I need to put findings on and create an actual piece of jewelry with. But regardless, I already put these all up in the chat room, so I'm going to share them here on the show with you, too. So this is some of the fun stuff I've been working on. Isn't that cute? Cute little mason jar. I think I'm going to make earrings out of that. So believe it or not, this started as clear polymer clay. And then with the addition of some white paint and some rose gold foil and some green alcohol ink and some technique, that's what it came up with. I think it's so freaking cool. So I think I'm going to call this my strawberry limeade collection. I don't know if it needs a name, but I really, really like how this one turned out. I will say I've made a couple things that I didn't like them enough that I didn't even make them into jewelry. I just tossed them. But overall, I've had a little bit of success and love it. What you can't really see from looking at these is they are fairly translucent. So if you hang them up, like hold them up to the light, you can see some sun shining through. But I really, really like the way those turned out. And then this was a set. I made this yesterday. They call it making a cane. So you put all the things that you want in or on or around your clay or different clays together or whatever. And so this is a cane I made yesterday that's intended to look like an agate slice. And again, you can't really tell in this picture, but in the center, that whitish part is translucent. You can see through it. I was super impressed with the way these ones turned out. I felt like I actually kind of got it right. So, and again, I haven't always. I have thrown some things away that just ended up mud. But I really like these and like the way they turned out. So some of these will be earrings, some of them will be pendants. Like this square one, I actually have two tiny ones that are square too, that'll be a set of earrings and pendant. And then I made some tiny little stones from that one that I set in some little metal pieces that'll just be keychains. And sometimes I think the pictures just don't do them justice, but that's pretty darn close. That's the first thing I made. I really like these. I think they look like mahogany obsidian. But they shall be pendants, I think. And then this last one is actually inlaid with little tiny pieces of mother of pearl. And it's a little necklace and earring set. So, fun stuff. I don't have any of it posted anywhere yet. I suppose I will at some point, but right now I've just kind of been trying to get feeling better and just kind of creating as I felt good enough to, and just do the things that I was kind of felt guided to do while I'm trying to get myself back together. So that's what I've got. Yeah, but isn't that fun? Sidden, some of them I came up with on my own. A lot of them I watched various tutorials and just made a plan from ma the materials I have based on stuff I saw other people doing. So it depends. But yeah, there are some amazing artists in the polymer clay world. Women that there's a girl that I follow that does bridal jewelry to match the bouquet. So it's, well, it can be bridal jewelry or it can just be like after the wedding, you know, like to memorialize the wedding kind of thing. But she gets pictures of the bouquet and then she makes necklaces and earrings to rival those or to look like them that are unbelievable. The people that do all the flowers, oh my God. I don't know if that'll ever be me. I don't know if my fine motor skills are good enough for it, but I've been wanting to try. Anyway. It's fun. It is fun, Sid. Yeah. Oh, Pamela said she needs some earrings. She's managed to lose one earring from most of her pairs. Isn't that the way it goes? Me as well. When my mom died, we kind of went through her jewelry boxes and stuff and split up her jewelry. And I was astonished at how much jewelry she had that was intact, which made me think that I might just be pretty irresponsible. Because everything she had was, you know, not lost to the world. Most of mine is. Rings. I have lost so many rings. Mostly because I can't keep them on my fingers. I'm so fidgety that anytime I wear a ring, it comes on and off and on and off and yeah. What is the topic to research for the blue and purple agate pieces? That is, yeah, that's what they call them, is polymer clay agate slices. Yeah. Pretty fun. But yeah, that's I think that if you look that up, you should find some ideas for doing it. Yeah. Anyway, that's what's up there. I wanted to do a show talking about Merkaba clearings and about the Merkaba itself, because the Merkaba, of course, is a piece of sacred geometry. And in the study of the Merkaba, there's a lot of healing to be had and a lot of power to be drawn from the Merkaba. And I thought this would be a good day to talk about that. I'm going to do some Merkaba clearings towards the end of the show. So, I'll give you an opportunity to ask for one later on. I probably won't be able to get to all of you because it's a fairly involved healing, but I'll do what I have time for at any rate. And then I do offer that over at One to Listen as well. I've told this story a lot of times, but I'll tell it to you again in the briefest of terms. But years and years and years and years ago, we were hosting a retreat in a little tiny town called St. Anthony, Idaho, on the banks of the Snake River, and at this lovely house. Our dear friend had a beautiful home there that she loaned to us every year to do a retreat. It was really fun. And one of the things that we offered is readings and healings, while you were at this event. And I always set my table up, my massage table, near the water's edge with all of my singing bowls and my crystals, and did different kinds of, like in-person hands-on healing sessions. And in one of those sessions, my dear friend Trish was with me, and I had my hands on her, and we were doing a healing together. And this was in like June, probably, or July. And we had a really powerful experience together. And when it was over, we were told, both of us, aside from each other, and then just came together on this when we were done, that we needed to come back here on 11 11 11. And that there was some work here for us to do, or some, there was something for us that we needed to come back for. So, September, or sorry, November, in these parts can be really dang cold, but there was an island directly across from us at our friend's house that you couldn't reach that time of year because the water was too swift and you'd, perish. But we were told that we needed to visit this island. So we didn't know in November if that would even be feasible or if we'd just want to do that like more of an astral thing, a spirit thing. So we had a whole group of people that were going to join us. And the morning that we were meeting, everyone else failed for whatever reason. People were sick, people ended up having to work. Our friend who owns the house ended up having to go to Utah because her dad had fallen ill and had an emergency. And so she just left the house open for us, which was very kind of her. So it was just us, which was wild because it was at first it was going to be a group of like eight of us, but it ended up just being us, which seemed to be right. So we definitely could not reach the island. That was not going to be safe or smart. And it was really, really cold. The wind was whipping. It was kind of sleeting. It was awful. But we went and we sat on her patio. She had a deck that actually the footings were in the river. So you were really sitting right over top of the river. Very cool place. And so we sat there together and looked at each other like, well, we were told, we came, now what? So what we were told is that we needed to just in spirit go to the other side, go over to the island, which we did. And we both had a separate but very similar experience where we both felt like there were light beings there that did some kind of an attunement or blessing for us and slammed me in the chest with this shape that I did not recognize, and then showed me how to use that shape for healing work, which again, I had never seen that shape before. I didn't know anything about it, but that's what happened. And when I finally returned to our space, she had had a very similar experience, and we both felt like we had received this healing gift and were shown how to use it in various ways. Sorry, I muted to cough so I wouldn't cough in your little ears. Anyway, so we were shown that we could attune other people, kind of like a Reiki attunement, to use this energy too, and that we should teach other people how to use it. So that's what we were setting out to do. So a few months later at Healing Hands, that was the business that I owned at the time, our healing center, we were teaching people. We were telling them about this and giving them the attunement. And one of our friends that was there, Adam, he said, "Well, guys, that's the Merkaba." And we were both like, "The what?" And he said, "The shape you're describing and the work you're doing, that's called the Merkaba." We had no idea. Well, there's a lot to study in spirituality, and let's just. I mean, I was fairly new in my journey anyway, so like no shame in it, but neither of us had any idea. So then over the next while, I really studied the Merkaba and discovered that that was exactly the shape that we received with the healing work that we were doing. I've always laughed about that Adam knew exactly what we were talking about and we had no idea. Not what we were calling it. We just knew we had received it. So over the years, I've honed that into a healing session. That's a huge clearing that clears on three levels. So it clears through every cell of your physical body, every layer of your emotional body, and every fiber of your spirit body, which is, to me, it's like three healings in one. It's a big piece of work that can be accomplished fairly quickly to do that much work. And I've helped people shed themselves of a lot of shit that they didn't want to carry anymore, pain and old patterns and old habits and illness. And, I'm not saying this is, going to heal your cancer. I would never say that, but it maybe will stem your broken heart. It maybe will help you to finally be free from some emotional pain that you've been carrying forever that you want to be done with. It could certainly help you to get more attuned on your own spiritual path and develop your intuition and, get rid of the old cosmic sludge that you've been carrying from your family or whatever, whatever, right? It's big work. It's good work. So, at any rate, that's where my history of working with the Merkaba began. And just today, while I was writing my Merkaba article, I was thinking, why don't I have a Merkaba tattooed on myself? Seems like I need to remedy that, like, right away. Anyway, so that's the topic of Luminous this week, is to talk about the Almighty Merkaba. So, sacred geometry is something that's not unknown to the New Age world. It's something that's been practiced for a long time. Not just the Merkaba, but other shapes as well. But this is where my focus has been. So, let's dive in a little bit deeper. So, I called the magazine this week the Mystical Merkaba for, well, obvious reasons. So let's talk about the Merkaba. As you know, it's a star-like shape. A lot of people feel like it has a hum or it has a specific energy to it. It's kind of like a right side up triangle and an upside down triangle slammed together. So the word Merkaba, the Merkaba is actually ancient, the use of it. The word Merkaba comes from ancient Hebrew, or some people call it Merkaba. I've heard it both ways. I'm not going to say that one way is right or one is wrong. There's lots of ways to get there, right? So in ancient Hebrew, it can be roughly translated to chariot or vehicle of light. It's depicted as a three-dimensional interlocking star, tetrahedron, basically two pyramids, one pointing up and the other pointing down, creating a perfect geometric balance. It has been believed in some spiritual trans or traditions to be a way to connect with higher realms, a way to work on ascension and interdimensional travel. If you're trying to do things like astral viewing or astral travel or dream work, keeping a Merkaba nearby or using a Merkaba is a great way to do that. It's also supposed to help you to access expanded states of awareness. So, in Jewish mysticism, the term Merkaba appears in the book of Ezekiel, describing a celestial chariot used by divine beings. In Egyptian spirituality, the concept of the Merkaba, the concept of Ka, which is spirit, and Ba, soul meaning, merges together to ascend, and that's, the idea using the energy of the Merkaba to ascend, as well as a vehicle of transformation. In sacred geometry, the Merkaba is deeply connected to the flower of life. The flower of life, of course, is found in ancient carvings worldwide, and right here on my arm as well. Leonardo da Vinci Use the flower of life. Really interesting. It's considered to be the blueprint of creation, containing the fundamental patterns of existence. So, in spirituality, people may call on the Merkaba to help activate higher consciousness. Many believe meditating on the Merkaba can activate the light body, allowing for spiritual expansion and deeper intuition. Some say it even helps with astral travel. So, how would you use the Merkaba to do that? Well, you may consider drawing the Merkaba, or printing out a picture of a Merkaba, or buying a Merkaba. You can buy a lot of different crystals that are carved as a Merkaba, so that's one easy way to just have one on hand. Balancing energy. The two interlocking pyramids represent the balance between masculine and feminine, the physical and spiritual, the earth and the cosmos, or any other balance that you're trying to seek. Protection and healing. Visualizing the Merkaba around your body is thought to create an energetic shield, protecting you from negativity while raising your vibration. Manifestation and transformation. Because the Merkaba represents divine energy in motion, it's used as a tool for manifesting intentions and aligning with one's higher purpose. I mean, what have you got to lose, right? This is a good one. So, how do you work with the Merkaba? Lots of ways, but a few thoughts, and I have a whole spell put together for you to work with the Merkaba in my tip of the week too. So we'll get in more into it. But again, meditation, visualizing yourself inside of a spinning Merkaba, filled with golden light, as you set intentions for healing, wisdom, or spiritual travel. Sacred geometry art, drawing or wearing Merkaba symbols can serve as daily reminders of your spiritual journey. Crystal grids. This is a great one, using Merkaba-shaped crystals like clear quartz or amethyst or anything that, calls to you in your grid work can amplify energy and intentions. So if you can see the Merkaba as a bridge between the physical and the divine, and also the bridge between yourself here in this physical body, as well as the eternal soul that you are, you can really tap into that energy to help you to really feel more like yourself. One thing I've heard from a lot of people over the years, and I can mirror this as well, is a feeling of feeling homesick for a place you've never been in this lifetime, right? That feeling of, okay, this is all fine and good, but when do I get to go home? And where is home? Because there's a place beyond here for all of us. There's a place we came from. And, religion and spirituality will argue to the ends of the earth about what that is. I don't really care what people call it, but I know that there's a space beyond here, where your spirit might reside, your soul, where you came from. And maybe that's not even the same for all of us. But what I know is that sometimes it really helps all of us to feel more connected to that higher power, to that higher part of our soul, to your higher self, versus the mundane of this lifetime, especially when life gets hard. If you're battling things like chronic pain and poverty or relationship issues or illness or depression or any other thing in your life that feels like it's something that gets really heavy, I think sometimes it really helps to step away from that for a while and remember that you're more than that. This, what's happening right now in your life, this is a flash in the pan, right? This is a tiny pixel on an enormous masterpiece. This is just one little moment. And it might feel heavy and hard and shitty and difficult, or maybe it doesn't. And good, excellent if it doesn't. But we've all had those moments, right? We've all had moments in our lives when we wonder, how can I possibly tolerate this or survive this or get myself through this? And I think it really helps to tie into that higher part of your soul to remember that that's not all you are. And this experience right now is not all there is. I also think it helps you to be able to remember that you are so much stronger than you think you are. You are so much bigger than you think you are. You're so much more talented than you know. And you can get through this. And you will get through this. You don't really have a choice anyway. But remembering that you've been through hard things before and overcome them, or remembering that you're more powerful than you're giving yourself credit for, and you're much more capable of doing the things that you want to do and attracting the things that you want in your life and being able to continue to create the life that you want. Thus, tying into the Merkaba. Kelly's article this week, her blog is, and podcast, of course, is Black History Month Part One. And Kelly talks about sports. Well, indeed, because this episode is about, I'll read you what she wrote up for me. She said, this week's pod is Black History Month. I covered the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, who, of course, just won the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts, who has assembled an all-female management team. He has five kick-ass women on his team, and he did that very specifically because he knew how fantastic that was going to be, and it has been fantastic for him. And so her article's about that and how that came to be and celebrating these women. I love it. More and more we're seeing. In fact, on the Eagles, they had a woman, a female African American coach this year that got to be a part of winning the Super Bowl for the first time ever, making history. I love it. Okay. I put together a Merkaba activation spell for protection and spiritual ascension. This is a big infographic, so you do have to scroll down to get to all of it. You might need to download it so you can blow it up so that you can really see it. I know, depending on what your device is, like it's big and easy to read on my big computer, but it might not be on what you're using. So you might need to download it so that you can blow it up. But this is an easy one to just really tap yourself into and start using Merkaba energy. You'll need a quiet space. You'll need a Merkaba crystal. If you don't have one and you don't want to order one, or go to a rock shop or whatnot and buy one, they're pretty easy to find actually. But if you don't, that's totally cool. Take any crystal, like a quartz, and just draw a Merkaba on it with a Sharpie or something. That's fine too. Or just use a clear quartz or an amethyst or something that speaks to you, and also print off a picture of a Merkaba or pull one up on your phone. Like, you can get creative. There's no real rules or limitations here other than the ones you put on yourself. You need a candle. White, gold, or violet are preferred. Incense or an essential oil. Frankincense, lavender, or sandalwood would be called for here. So you'll want to prepare your space by lighting the candle and the incense if you're using them. Sit comfortably with your spine straight and your hands resting on your knees or holding your Merkaba crystal. Close your eyes and take deep, steady breaths, envisioning white light filling your body. And then invoke the Merkaba energy. So to do that, say or speak aloud in your mind, Sacred Chariot, Star of Light, spin and glow with power bright. Merkaba shield, guide my way, lift my soul, my path display. And then visualize the Merkaba. So you're going to imagine a golden spinning Merkaba forming around your body. So the upward facing tetrahedron represents divine masculine energy, the point at the top, phallic. The downward facing tetrahedron represents divine feminine, right? Opening up the chalice. So the masculine energy is pulling in celestial light, and the feminine energy is pulling energy from the earth. See them spinning in opposite directions, creating a protective and high vibrational force field around you. Then set your intention. Whisper or mentally project your purpose. This could be for protection or clarity or spiritual awakening or guidance or clearing. You decide what's right for you. And then you can just sit in that and feel that energy expanding, creating a cocoon of light that shields and empowers you. And when you feel like you're ready to be done, just close the spell. Take a deep breath, open your eyes, blow out the candle, express gratitude, and then just carry the energy of the sacred geometry with you. Easy enough, right? Once you've done this a time or two, you could do it so quickly and easily. Maybe without even needing to go through all the steps of ceremony here. When to use this spell? Before meditation, or as a part of meditation, in right before you sleep, if you want to enhance dreams or astral travel, when you're seeking protection from negative energy, and during spiritual practices to elevate your consciousness. You could also consider doing this before you like pull some cards and give yourself a reading, or right before you have surgery or go to the doctor or do any other kind of like medical thing. You might consider doing it before you have to go do a hard thing. Maybe you need to attend a funeral or go to the dentist or go to the gynecologist or any other hard thing, right? So you can try that out and let me know how it goes for you. I really like this one. I think we have, over the last few years, forgotten a little bit what our own power feels like. And it's time for us to knock it off and get back to ourselves and get back to our real work and quit getting so sidetracked by the world. Super easy right now, but who's it helping? Christie's energy exercise is the calm mind. This is a great one to help you if you're getting ready to go to bed or you just feel like you can't center yourself and calm your mind down so that you can focus. It's a really easy one for that. Lots of crime over at True Crime Squad. As we know, that never really ends. I wish it did. I wish that, people would straighten up and put me out of a job over at True Crime Squad, but so far, not so good. Lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation. And that is it for Luminous this week. So thank you, as always, to the people who help me put this together with their own work and allow me to use their work to help fill out the magazine and give you a little bit more content. I appreciate it always. Going to jump into the other chat room here quick. Ooh, Denise. Denise said over the years, you did provide a picture of crystal grids. Would it be possible to show one using the Merkaba? Whew. It probably would, but it would take me a little time to look through them. So maybe next week I can. Yeah. Great question. And yeah, we did do some Merkaba crystal grids over the years. Good point. Some suggestions would be if you have a Merkaba stone that you just put that in the center and maybe you put other crystals around the outside of it. The other thought is that you draw the two triangles, right? in sand or salt. I always used salt for my grids instead of sand because salt's self-clearing. So it continues to clear that grid as you're working with it, which I always think is useful and helpful. So, and sand or salt is obviously super freaking easy to get, if not just a trip to your kitchen, you know, next time you're at the grocery store, just buy some sand specifically for it. I was just used white, or not sand, sorry. I was used white salt, and a big platter that I literally bought at the dollar store. So, not that deep, not that technical, not that expensive, but you could just draw it out in salt or sand and then put whatever crystals in it that you want to just, you know, make the shape. I think I've done that before, actually. I'll have to go look it up now. But then you could also put other things on that grid that speak to you, you know. You could even put a picture or a symbol or an effigy of things that you're working on. One thing you could do is you could draw that out, and in the center of it, if there's a person that you're wanting to do some work on their behalf, you could bless another crystal and sit right in the center of the Merkaba to represent them. You could also bless a crystal that just represents you to put in the center of it. There's a lot of things you could do with a crystal grid. But Denise, hopefully that gives you a few ideas. And I will look through my pictures and see if I can come up with one. Okay, so that's where I'm at. That's my experience with Merkabas. Sheila said, yeah, Sheila's had a Merkaba work from me before. She said, very effective. Always love to receive it from you. Yeah, I think it's mind-boggling what good work it is. And that is through, that is no credit to me. Just, I was just lucky enough to receive this energy, so, and be able to pass it on. So I would love to do some clearings. If anybody would like one, let me know here in the chat. I don't know if we'll go a full hour today or not. I guess it just depends on how much work we have and how I'm feeling. So, okay. Zed said she'd love to have a Merkaba healing. She said a few years ago when my car was suddenly stall, even in busy traffic, I had a dream that the car leaped up and ran away several times so that I could stop worrying. Oh, good idea. Okay, Sid. So I'm just going to do a basic clearing for you. If we, you know, when people have like very specific things we're working on, these commands will sound a little bit different. And if I'm doing this work with you one-on-one, I'll usually pause and ask you if there's anything you want to add to the commands that I already put in place. But I read a book years ago called The One Command. And The One Command was based on Theta healing, and Theta never really resonated with me personally all that much, but really loved what she had to say about commanding what you want. Her point was, if you're really stepping into your own power and your own energy, there's no reason to have this timid, keep sweet kind of energy to you or to voice to you. You should command what you want. And you're more likely in manifesting and working with the energies of the universe to get what you need, commanding it versus being timid and weird. So, I'm sure the author put it into better terms for me. But anyway, that's what I got. So when I put my version of Merkaba healing together, I put it together in commands because I feel like it's more powerful, it's more effective. So, all right, Sid, I'm going to get going on you. So I'm going to start at your feet and command a Merkaba healing. Commanding billions of many points of light to flood your system now. Completely healing, clearing, and releasing any and all energy that you're carrying that isn't yours, that isn't serving your highest and best good, that could be contributing in any way to old energies, to old cords, to anything that isn't serving you in your current goals, plans, and life now. Commanding that all cords, connections, psychic attack, psychic debris, attachments, and any other energetic sludge that you're carrying that isn't in your highest and best good to be healed and cleared and rendered neutral and inert in all directions of time now, through every cell of your physical body, every layer of your emotional body, and every fiber of your spirit body now. All right, Sid, I'm just going to watch this play out. So we're really moving up your feet and up through your root. And up into your sacral. There's some old energy here about not being seen, not wanting to be seen. That's letting loose. Then on up into your solar plexus. Kind of the same as the sacral. There's some old stuff here about keeping yourself out of the spotlight. Not that you have to be in the spotlight, but there's some old energy here kind of holding you back from being seen. I'm sure it was safety stuff. Nice little clearing there to help brighten up your light. All right. Moving up into your heart. Kind of following the same beat as that sacral up to the solar plexus up to the heart. Same shadow there, so it's clearing out. But a nice little shift here for you. If you could see this, it would look like billions of little tiny blue flashes of light or little blue vortexes of light moving all the way through you, through those three systems that I mentioned. All right, moving on up through your throat. And this, moving through an old belief about feeling like you're not heard or respected. Feel like some of this you imposed on yourself, and a lot of it was imposed by other people. All right. Moving up through your jaw, the back of your neck, into your head, into your third eye. And your crown. So no good clearing is complete without a blessing as well. So going back to your feet, commanding a Merkaba blessing. Commanding billions of many points of light to flood your system now, completely shifting your frequency to a place of peace, to a place of balance, to a deep inner knowing that all is well. Commanding these frequencies to shift through every cell of your physical body, every layer of your emotional body, and every fiber of your spirit body now. And the blessing is always much quicker than the clearing, so I'm just going to watch that move through you, Sid. Part of my job is to witness the work. Okay, good. All right, so that's done. So doing work like this is doing it on the radio, obviously, there's only so much there's only so deep we're going to go. When I do this work with you one-on-one, there's more we go deeper, there's a lot more information coming through about what we're clearing, and there might be more specific instructions based on what you're working on. So these are a little bit more general, when we do work like this here together, because, your privacy as well as just the work itself. Yeah. All right, Deb. Let's dive in for Deb. All right, so Deb, I'm going to start at your feet, commanding a Merkaba healing. Commanding billions of many points of light to flood your system now, completely healing, clearing, and releasing any energy that you're carrying that is not yours. Any cords, connections, psychic attack, psychic debris, attachments, and any other energetic sludge or energy that you're carrying that may not be in your highest and best good. Particularly any energy that could be contributing to poor health, feeling overly cautious, or feeling as though you are not seen. Commanding these frequencies to be healed and cleared and rendered neutral and inert in all directions of time now, through every cell of your physical body, every layer of your emotional body, and every fiber of your spirit body now. Nice clearing in your root, Deb, that I think may be connected to an old relationship, an ex. Like that literally tied you down. So nice shift in releasing those. All right. And of course, we're moving quick, but it's still super good work. All right, moving up through your sacral. Again, some energy here that has dampened joy for you. So just clearing that out and releasing it so that you can feel joy more deeply and more frequently. And that opens up some creative pathways for you as well. Okay, on up into your solar plexus. Really brightening your light. This is your personal power, self-esteem. And on up into your heart. Some pretty palpable old grief, an old pain that you've just, I think, maybe held on to for a lifetime in certain aspects that just needs to be cleared out and let go. Unfortunately, I feel like you've had other people blame you for their unhappiness or expect you to be in charge of their happiness in a really unfair and unfeasible way, and that's weighed heavy in your heart for a long time. So I'm watching that clear out. Because the truth is, in most aspects, you really can only be in charge of your own happiness. And people who made you feel like you were in charge of theirs, that was wrong. It's just not possible. And it sets you up for failure. Okay, moving on up through your high heart and into your throat. Lots and lots of cords clearing out of your high heart, by the way. But I'm not going to examine all of those. All right, nice shift here in your throat, too. A nice piece of a nice shift here of things that you didn't say that you wanted to, that just got bottled up in your throat. It's kind of that feeling of later on after a conversation or an altercation thinking, this is what I should have said, you know, and just having that kind of sitting there. So a nice shift here for you. I'm so proud of you, Deb. So proud of you. All right, moving up through your neck. Nice shift here in your jaw. Clear up through your third eye. Yeah, there are a few blocks here to trusting yourself that are shifting out. Trusting your gut, your intuition, and through your crown. Up in your crown, there was some old worthiness stuff. This is old, old. So I'm just going to let that go. Okay. Now going back to your feet and commanding a Merkaba blessing, commanding billions of many points of light to flood your system now, completely healing, clearing, and releasing any blocks to happiness, commanding a Merkaba blessing. Commanding a total shift through every cell of your physical body, every layer of your emotional body, and every fiber of your spirit body now to a place of peace, to a place of confidence, to a deep inner knowing that all is well. And to a knowing that you belong here, that you have the right to take up space, to draw breath, to say words, to belong. Just watching that shift through you. Perfect. Okay. Good. Good work. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, Susanna, Merkaba clearing can be done in your home. If you're going to do it, call in billions of many points of light to start in the lowest space, even if you have a crawl space. You don't have to go down there, but just envision it. Really just filling up your entire space. From the bottom all the way to the top, like clear to the roof, exploding out the roof. It's kind of like starting like bubbles that start at the bottom and carry all the debris to the top and move them out. So that's how I see that. And I think that we do not have time for any more. I'm gonna cut us off. Oh. I don't know why either, Laurie. I don't know why YouTube is so weird. Sometimes people have a really hard time finding stuff. I don't know. YouTube, for as big as YouTube is, their platform can be very frustrating sometimes. I don't really get it. But what can you do? Sid said, I felt the work happening when you started. My dog also spontaneously woofed. Even though I was still in quiet, you know, animals love energy work. Love it. Yes, you are so welcome. My honor. And hey, Shauna, good to see you here. Okay, so I want to remind you that I am a professional psychic advisor over at One Two Listen. You can find me over at onetwolisten.com, and I am over there daily doing healings. Clearings, you know, the business. And if you ever go over there and you need to talk to me and I'm not there, just do a callback request. And when you do that, you'll be able to find me easier, faster. Because what happens is I get a text that you're waiting on me, and then I can get signed in and get back to where I can talk to you as fast as I can. Also, you can do a scheduled call, especially if you have a schedule that you need to work calling into for, or a call into for a certain reason. So I also am going to put in the chat room, this is a time-based session for a Merkaba clearing. You don't have to do this. You could call me at listen anytime and we could do that work together. But this is a 15-minute time-based session, which typically is a little bit cheaper than our minute-by-minute rate. And so it's sometimes a better way to go. And then we know we have that 15 minutes to do this work and we can get all the way through it because it's not. It's not the fastest work, but it's useful, especially if you just have been feeling really stuck, if you've been feeling really weighed down, if you've been feeling like nothing is going your way and you just can't quite seem to get your shit together, this is a good reading to clear away the sludge. Alternatively, if you've really been through something, you just left a relationship or your job or you just moved or you just had a medical procedure or whatever. Sometimes it's just really helpful if you've kind of had a lot of stuff going on to dive into this work. So that's a few thoughts for that. Jane needs a link to Planet Meditation. Yep, I would be happy to. There you go, Jane. I'll put that up in the other chat room too so that you guys have it if you want it. Alrighty, well, guys, I think that's what I've got. So I will be back next week. Same place, same time. You know the drill. And again, until then, you can find me over at 12listen.com every day. So thank you so much for being here. This has been the Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.